Chodesh Halvodas, Wednesday night. So this is the third shiur, I guess, in Chodesh Halvodas. We started Monday night. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, we're learning Shara Bitachon. And we're learning the Chodesh Halvodas as Psicha. We define Bitachon. We spent time defining Bitachon. Now we're learning the Psicha of the Chodesh Halvodas, where he enumerates the benefits of Bitachon. And he says in the first paragraph, "Kibin shekvar hagdanu ledaber al chovos kabbalos hamishmas l'Hashem." We talked about Shara Avodas Elokim, so now we're going to talk about the most important thing for an Obed Hashem, and that's to develop bitachon on Hashem. Page Kuf Chav Gimel, to develop bitachon on Hashem, because of all the benefits that accrues to a person, both in ruchnius and in gashmius, when you have bitachon. The first toelus of ruchnius is a twofold thing. It's really twofold. He calls it one benefit, but it's really like a double benefit. It's a twofold thing. He says, "Vine toalto bo b'inyone doso." The toelus when it comes to ruchnius, he's going to give a list of toeluses now. Mehen, here's number one. He introduces each one with the word mehen. Of them. So here's number one. Menuchas nafsho, the fact that he's calm, he's not stressed. V'hishano, and his reliance, al boro yusala, kifi shechayev ha'eved liftoach al rabo. Now when you see the phrase, chayev ha'eved liftoach al rabo, it doesn't mean the slave is obligated to rely on his master. He's not obligated. It means he has to. Chayav, in the real word chayav, I think even in Ivrit, they use it correctly. It doesn't, right? Chayav means you have to. Not you have to in an obligatory sense, but it means that's reality. Chayav liot kacha. That's the way it is. An eved is not obligated to rely on his master. He has to. There ain't no one else to rely on. He's all alone, right? That's it. The master's giving him everything. He's totally reliant on the master. A person has to reach the madrega. It's the reality. What you really have to learn to do is relate our minds to the reality, because in the reality we're all reliant on Hashem. Because Hashem controls everything. There's nothing that happens in the world that is not the Ratzon Hashem. From big to small, nothing. We have to get it through our heads. And therefore, so we have to rely on Hashem. So we might as well consciously rely on Hashem and get the benefits of having bitachon. That's what he says. The menuchas nefesh and the calmness, the serenity that comes from relying on Hashem, because as we'll learn, it means you're relying on someone that loves on someone, I'll say the word someone, even though that's not really an appropriate word to use for Hashem, but, okay, you're relying on someone that loves you and cares about you, and knows what's good for you, and nothing can stop him from doing whatever he wants to do, and, right, so you come, you're relying on that being. Kifi shechai v'abel l'ftoch ha'rabo, you have to, people, you know, in Perek Yud, the Chavis HaRodos describes people who have bitachon in a crisis. In other words, when things are going good, so, you know, I'll give Hashem a vacation. I'm working, my boss is paying me, I'm earning money, good. I go to the store, I buy things, I work, I earn money, I go here, I go there, I do this, I do that. Hashem is like, I'm giving Hashem vacation. Then a crisis happens, someone chas v'shalom gets sick, or you lose a job, or you're not making ends meet, and, you know, Esa einai alahori me'ayin yobo ezri. So that's nice, the Chavis HaLoda says in Perek Yud, at least that, but then the person's in danger of collapsing and getting depressed, and because he can't handle it, because the time to develop bitachon is in daily life. Before there's a crisis, you build up your bitachon muscle, because it's always the reality. Then when a crisis breaks, you're calm. because you've already developed a relationship with Hashem, and you know that everything is from Hashem, and you're relying on Hashem. So you relied on Hashem that when you go to the makolet to buy a loaf of bread, and someone would ask you, why are you wasting your time going to the makolet for? Well, what are you relying on that you're walking 6 minutes to get bread? And like you're wasting your time. Maybe there won't be bread there. The guy says, I'm relying that the delivery man delivered bread this morning. He says, oh, no. I'm relying on Hashem that he sent the delivery man this morning to deliver bread. And you practice that and you get used to that. Then when a crisis breaks, you go, it's not a crisis, because I was always relying on Hashem. So to Hashem, there's no crisis. Hashem doesn't care if it's the delivery man. If it's the delivery man delivering bread to the store, or if it's curing cancer, or if it's getting money out of nowhere, or getting a job, or developing a relationship, or being emotionally healthy, it's all the same to Hashem. So if you learn to rely on Hashem when you cross the street, then you won't break in a crisis. That's Menuchas Nefesh. Then he says, Shem lo yiftach el Hashem, Yiftach al Zulaso. That's such an important realization. Everything we do, we're relying on something and someone. We're always relying. A person isn't self-supportive, and even if he is, so then it means he's relying on his own intelligence, and on his own resourcefulness, and on his own abilities, and on his own memory, and on his own capability. So he's always relying on something. So he says, Umishabodach al Zulas Hashem. Someone who relies on anything other than Hashem, Hashem says, okay, have it your way, have a nice day, rely on America, rely on the doctor, rely on Lehman Brothers, rely on Bernie Madoff, it's okay, fine, no problem, fine. You want a job, you're relying on that you're prepared for the interview, that's what you're relying on, so Hashem says, okay, and now there's 10 other people that want the interview, and the boss doesn't like that you're Haredi, right? The guy that's hiring. And you're left to the vicissitudes of life. That's what happens. It's a very big yesod. I told you to Ramban and Eov also, that the degree to which you're bonded with Hashem, and you're aware that Hashem is running the world, and you're with Hashem, and you live with Hashem, to that degree Hashem is involved in your life. And he doesn't leave you to the vicissitudes of nature, of the laws of average, which he made. There's always hashgacha, but he made the laws of average. Like I said, a person will get sick 3 times in a winter, but if you rely on Hashem for your health and you do your hishtadlus, then you have a right to expect that you'll only get sick once in the winter, or no times in the winter. You rise above the norm the more you're with Hashem. This is the Ramban and Eov, Perek Lamed Vav. That's the Tzad Mechavis Haldovus. Again, he's Bitochon is not result oriented. I told you, Bitochon is merely a verb that you have to practice, and you have a chiyuv to rely on Hashem. That doesn't talk about results. Benefit number one, as I said, it's twofold. Benefit number one. Benefit number one is you live with Hashem. That's the first spiritual benefit, is that you're living in a world where Hashem exists, Hashem is real, you feel close to Him, you feel like He's part of your life, because you're always relying on Him. He's real. He's a real presence in your life. That's already a spiritual benefit. But then he talks about result, that a boteach b'Hashem will have success. And really, there are many psukim that reflect that. We say the same, Ashrei Adam Boteach Boch. We say, B'cho Botchu Avulseinu, Botchu Vatfal Teimo. We say, Ashrei Kolchosei Bo. We say, V'ani B'chastucho V'tachti, Yogel Libi B'shuol Secha. We say, Yehi Chastucho Hashem Oleinu, Ka'asher Yichal Nuloch. Bitochon doesn't address results. But what the Chavos HaGadolus is saying in benefit number one is that it gives you results. And it will give you success in your endeavors. Why? I'm saying there's 3 ways to understand it, I hold. One is Pashat Aschar. Aschar, it's a reward. The same Socher told, L'chol HaBotchem B'Shimcha B'Yemes. It's Aschar, you get your wish. Your wish comes true, like the fairy godmother. The Ramban and Iyov, it's more mashmat to me in the Chayvus Halvodas that he means what the Ramban and Iyov says, which is that it's not schar, it's a more natural process. That the more you're bonded with Hashem, the more you're living b'or panecha. And we say, ki b'or panecha nusat alonu Hashem alokeinu, toras chayim v'yadas chesed, uchtoko uvracha, v'rachamim v'chayim v'shalom. So the more good emanates from Hashem, and this is what the Ramban says in Iyov. He says, "Uchvi kirvoso lidavek belokav." The closer you are to Hashem, yishtamer shmira meula. The more shmira you have against what goes on in the world. Harochok menakel. The further you move away from Hashem, say, "Okay, Hashem, I can handle this." So you're not going to get punished. You're not doing an aveira. But then Yiyeh Meshulach Hashem says, okay, that's why I think this is what the Chavit Halbovitz is saying, because Imamish says such a lotion that Hashem says, okay, that's called Hester Ponim, I'll leave you Nezav Lemikrim. So now you'll be the victim of the Mikrim that happened in the world. Now Hashem's running that also, because Hashem decides the laws of Teva. Maybe it's Hashgacha on the city, as I said the other day, yesterday. So that's benefit number one, is that you have a right to expect results. Hashem indeed removes his hashgacha. This is the way the Ramban talks in the Yod. Hashem says, okay, have it your way. You're relying on the doctor? Fine. Doctors make mistakes. Doctors read things wrong. Doctors misanalyze. Doctors are busy with other patients. Anything. You're relying on the bank. You're relying on your friend. You're relying on your uncle. You're relying on your own chokhmah. The Yiyeh Bedargas Mishanemar Bam. Now he quotes an amazing pasuk in Yirmiyahu. It's one of the, like an unbelievable pasuk. If I say to you, what's wrong with doing Avodah Zarah? You say, what's wrong with doing Avodah Zarah? You're doing Avodah Zarah. Okay, what else is wrong with doing Avodah Zarah? Like, what comes after that? But Yirmiyahu HaNavi said two things. Kishtayim Ros Oso Ami. My nation, Yirmiyahu's talking, my nation did two things wrong. Two things wrong by doing Avodah Zarah. Like, what's the second thing? What's second? Osi Ozu Mukor Mayim Chayim. One, they left me. Hashem is Mayim Chayim. Hashem, Mayim Chayim means a spring water. Doesn't get its water from somewhere else. Everything in the world that you're relying on to help you is a be'er, is a well, because it gets its water from somewhere else, because Hashem has to be mashbiya on it anyway, right? Hashem is Mayim Chayim, and any other source is called the be'er, but it's a broken be'er, because it's not omnipotent, it has its limitations in time, it has its limitations in will, it has its limitations if it has self-interest, it has other things. Maybe there's 10 people that want the job. You think you have protection. There's a guy, I'm Soymich on my protection. I have a first cousin who's friends with the mayor. Good. So someone else has a brother that's friends with the mayor, that the mayor owes a favor to. The Navi says, my nation did two things wrong. They left me, and they went to Avodah Zarah, which is a false god. You know what Rashi says in Pasuk Elohim Acherim? You say Elohim Acherim means, but Rashi says it can't mean Elohim Acherim, because that's, you can't use the term. It says it's Acherim, people dive into them and they don't get answered, because they really have no power. That's what the Rabbi Yirmiyahu is saying. Kali said the two things wrong. They left Hashem, who's Makor Mayim Chayim. The closer you are to Hashem, the more success you see in your endeavors. And where'd they go? They went to Boros Nishborim. They went to Boros that are broken, that are leaking, right? Look, there's no water there. They gave their money to... So that's Shtayim Ros. The Eibishter Mon is Toveya us for doing two things wrong. To not realizing that when we leave Hashem, then we bump up against things that go wrong and things that create Agmas Nefesh and stress and tension and problems and nisyonos, and the closer we are to Hashem, the more success we have in whatever we do. Okay.